Today is Sunday, April 30th, 2023, and this...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Something great about a band who doesn't believe in luck coming to Las Vegas.
I think you make your own luck, is what I think.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 872.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
What's going on?
Nothing. You?
Nothing. Just sitting here, talking about Vegas with you. Should be a good time.
Okay.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yay.
All right.
We're both well-rested and ready to go.
Ready to rock. All right. So, before we jump into this week's updates, I always like to start the show by reminding everyone this podcast is listener-supported. We're the PBS of podcasts. We are listener supported by awesome people. I'd like to name a few of them for you. These are some longtime podcast supporters, longtime patrons. Brett with one T, not to be confused with the other Bretts who have multiple T's. Thank you, Brett. Matt Kuzowitz, whose name I may or may not have gotten right. How do you think I did on that one?
I don't know. We'll let Matt judge.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Glenn, no last name. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate your support. Jason Eichmann. Jason, thank you for your support. The Mayor Pete, not an actual mayor. Doesn't matter to us. He's a mayor to us. We appreciate him. Mayor of Patron Town. And John B. John, the mysterious John B. Thank you to all of our patrons. We appreciate
thank you.
Thank
you very much.
For supporting the show. If you'd like to join them and have your name butchered, massacred, or discussed extensively based on no actual knowledge of you as a person, join us at patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus content your way as our way of saying thank you. And a good time is had by all. All right. We have a lot to talk about this week. We have a lot of audio clips to get to.
Okay.
People, I have a feeling some people are just going to hate this, which makes me enjoy it a little bit more for some reason.
Huh.
I don't know what my deal is with that. I don't know. And then there's other times where I'm just like, oh, nobody's listening anyway. So
our patrons are listening. I would think.
I don't know. Some of them are. Or they've just forgotten that they're patrons.
What is this deduction, everybody?
Just another subscription. All right. So let's start off with the news that we've been talking about for ages. And it finally, we finally have official details. U2 performing at MSG Sphere, also known as The Sphere, also known as Sphere, also known as what is that thing over there behind Venetian? They announced their residency dates. I think they're calling it something other than a residency, like a venue kickoff or some nonsense.
Okay,
but no,
whatever.
It's a residency, fuckers. Tickets went on sale already. They did some fan club, if you're a subscriber to their website, some fan club thing, as well as verified fans through Ticketmaster. They initially announced 5 shows. Before they even went on sale, they announced another 7, and then since then, they've announced another 5. I think, I'm not sure if those last 5 went on sale right away or not, but anyway, most of them have gone on sale. Most of them are mostly sold out. I did look at some shows this morning. I'll talk about what I found in a moment. There are some VIP and hotel packages through Venetian still available, so if you want to go to this and didn't get tickets through normal venues, that might be an option for you. One nice thing is when they announced this, people always complain about the fees. Everybody hates Ticketmaster, rightly so, and the whole process and all that. They priced their tickets all in. So rather than having X amount and then assorted fees that nobody really understands or enjoys, it was all one price, which tells you if there is demand from a venue or an act to do that, Ticketmaster is perfectly able to do that. So hopefully other artists or venues will demand such things too, just because it makes it easier on people. And, you know, ticket prices are not going to go down because of that, but at least it's you know what you're getting right away without having to turn on a filter that says include taxes and fees. So the starting prices for tickets.
You know what it reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
Those travel sites where they would do something to the prices to make sure it appeared on the first page.
Well, they still do that. That's resort. Yeah. That's resort fees. It's entirely what it's about.
Yeah, and then they'll tack on some other stuff too.
Yeah, it's the same.
Resort fees. Yeah, that thing that we've been bitching about for what? Yeah. How many years?
About a dozen at this point. All right, so here's what the pricing looks like. Like if you're a fan club, I think the fan club people got the first shot at them. This is the pricing that they saw. For seated tickets, which most of them are, they had tickets priced at $140, $267, $400, and $500. And then general admission floor at $268 and $600. $600 is a VIP package that comes with some other stuff. However, there has been dynamic pricing. What they do is they'll label a bunch of seats as like premium or something, platinum.
Mm-hmm. Platinum seats. That's right.
And for those, and I don't know how many of them that is, a lot of times it'll be like the first several rows and aisle seats and certain other things. But based on what was left this morning, anything that's left is currently a platinum seat. So I clicked on a few. And they were typically in the 100 or 200 section. Mm-hmm. And the lowest I found was 850. And anything down in the 100 section was closer to like 1400.
Wow.
So tickets are expensive. They were promoting that 60% of tickets would be $300 or less. Again, maybe. So this is going to be a very different show than, you know, your typical touring concert just because of the venue itself. Any resident performer that plays there, it's going to be a very customized show because of the crazy video and audio capabilities of that venue. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to hear about it. We are not planning on going at this point. You know, maybe if they keep adding shows at some point we'll go, but
yeah,
not going to happen. The show is going to focus on the Octoon Baby album, which we mentioned before. I should probably be playing music since we're talking about this, and obviously so we'll play some U2 for anybody who's not familiar with the band U2.
This is not off Octoon Baby, though.
No, I do. I know. I did pull a couple off of Octoon Baby, but I kept it to songs that I
enjoy.
Like. Not the Mysterious Ways is not a song you'll be hearing today. So there you go, you two. We've seen them, six times? Something like that? Out of
luck. Something like that.
They put on a really great show.
They do. They're phenomenal as a live band.
I have kind of a love-hate with this band because, you know, Bono, obviously, pompous Jesus complex. But that's kind of entertaining to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that feeds into his ability as a live performer.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, you want to hear something off Octoon Baby? It's my favorite song off that album.
Ooh, it's a good one.
I would imagine, based on the production capabilities of the show, you're not going to be seeing a lot of improvisation or a lot of changes to the set during this.
Yeah.
There is going to be a pretty stable show. I suppose they could drop in an acoustic set or something in the middle.
Yep.
They just put out a box set of reimagined U2 hits where they make all the hit songs that you like less enjoyable. Why are they doing that shit? That's a money grab, right?
I don't know.
The need to put something out but didn't have anything new to record, which is probably for the best because they're later albums.
I think it accompanied Bono's book.
That's true. Although, I noticed on Spotify that there's a whole separate album just for his book. That's like the songs that are discussed in his book.
Oh, okay.
So
I haven't been paying attention.
It's best you don't pay attention.
I did read the book.
And I have not, which I was kind of excited about it because, like I said, Pompous Blowhard would be fun to listen to.
Audiobook
would probably be the way to go, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think reading it?
It was long. It was very detailed.
Hard to believe that Bono would have a lot to say.
I know. It was interesting. Like, I've always been kind of indifferent to Adam, but I found myself really liking Adam after reading the book. That's something. Just very dry sense of humor, and
So in interviews, the band members have indicated that they plan to perform all of the songs off the album, but not necessarily a top-to-bottom thing where they do start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
That may change, I don't know, but there have been references to, oh yeah, we're going to play everything, but again...
But they might mix other stuff into it,
I'm sure there'll be other, different orders, I'm sure there'll be other hits as well, because people want to hear other stuff too, so...
Like this song.
Yeah. How could they not do this song? I still get chills from this song just from singing to it so many times. So good.
Would you say the show we saw in Vegas in 2001 is still the best show?
It is. So that's the thing. As much as I'm kind of slagging on it, like the 2001 show at Thomas and Mack, which you hear a clip from at the beginning of the show every week. I still say that was the best concert we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely amazing. And that was, go put on a great show. I can't wait to hear reviews from people who are going. And I know we've had several listeners who chimed in on the Facebook group that they got tickets.
Good,
so,
good.
I really look forward to hearing the reviews. And not only, here's another hit. Oh, this is the alternate version of a big hit of theirs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why not try the best? They went a little commercial with this.
I'm talking about Lucky Clovers. Why don't you put home to the test?
Most people don't realize they did a cereal commercial back in the 80s, early 90s.
Won't be enough. One box, you know you'll eat it right up. For the fun.
You get to a certain point.
Okay.
One mole and it's running low. One box, you know it's gonna go.
Lucky Clover cereal, an important part of this well-balanced breakfast. Now with a fun new surprise in each specially marked package.
All right. If you've never seen the Ben Stiller Show, U2 stuff, find it on YouTube.
God.
It's amazing. okay, so...
Like, as...
We're 12 minutes in and we've already only talked about this.
Okay.
This is going to be one of those great shows that... Yeah, there's more to come, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two memories associated with the song One, and one of them is the U2 concert we saw in Vegas, which was... Like, it was
incredible
and very moving and all the feelings. And then there's what you just played, which just cracks me up.
And every time that the song comes on, one of us makes a reference to it. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else to say about U2? Oh, I had a thought this morning. You know who I could see? Because there's certainly only a limited number of acts that are going to be able to do a U2-style thing at the Sphere where they have a big enough... audience where they're going to be able to fill the place.
Mm-hmm.
17,500 is the capacity for these concerts that I've seen. And they're doing 17 shows now in, you know, a short amount of time, October and early November.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I don't recall ever hearing being thrown around as a potential residency that would probably do really well here?
Yeah.
Metallica.
Oh.
They still fill arenas. I mean, stadiums. They're doing their current tour is two night stands in stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
They've done stuff that's kind of like tech. They try to do some kind of tech stuff with their shows. I could see them doing this and that it would probably do pretty well if they decided not to tour at all for a year.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't surprise me. Harry Styles' name has been getting bandied about all year, so we'll see if that happens.
Ooh.
All right, let's move on to some other musical stuff. Fremont Street Experience announced the acts for their free summer concert series. I'm a big fan of this because free shows are fun. The opposite end of the scale from a U2 show where you're going to spend a ton of money. This, you know, obviously it's not somebody who's filling arenas or stadiums at this point, but you're going to hear some familiar songs from some bands that are in different, probably have different levels of
their career.
well, definitely different levels of their career, but also of their
Vocal prowess,
stage performance, and whatnot. But so we're gonna fire through these, yeah.
And you also get the experience of Fremont Street.
The Fremont Street experience is a whole addition that you're not gonna get in any other venue. So we're gonna fire through these really quick. I did pull clips, but really short clips for each of the bands that are performing. So here is the schedule for this year's Rock of. I don't know if they're still calling it Rock of Vegas. This year's Fremont Street concert schedule. Starting on Sunday, May 28th, three bands. We've got Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the.
That's all you need from them.
Yep.
Toadies. I'm not gonna lie. I want vaguely familiar.
Vaguely familiar. Like, I couldn't name a song, but.
And Marcy Playground. Ooh. I smell sex and candy. Oh, by the way, there is going to be a quiz for you at the end of this.
Why?
It'll be a fun game.
Okay. What if I don't want to participate?
You won't mind. Next up, Saturday, June 3rd, Walk the Moon.
Yeah, this would be, I would think this would be fun to see.
Mm-hmm. One of the
very upbeat.
One of the things that struck me about this is that they're starting to skew, like, for a long time, it was all like the hair metal bands, and it was totally like our youth. Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to get like, I kind of feel good that it's acts that we're aging out of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Even though
yeah.
many of these I'm not that interested in. For example, Saturday, June 17th, Soulja Boy. Baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Okay, next up, Saturday, June 24th. The band is called Live. To leave you there by yourself,
chained to fate. Angsty.
It is angsty. All right. Next up, July 1st, two bands, Switchfoot. Dare you. This is where I bailed on alternative radio.
Yeah.
Like a decade ago. It's like fucking snooze music.
A decade ago? I think it was more than that.
I don't know. A lot of these are from, or maybe 20 years. I don't know.
I mean, Walk the Moon's more recent.
Yeah. All right, there with Skillet. On the walls, in the closet, in the halls. It cuts away, and I can't control it. Hiding under the bed, in my body, in my head. No, thanks. All right. Moving along, Saturday, July 15th, All American Reject. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. I'd go see that.
When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell. If you find a man that's worth the damn and treats you well, then he's like, this is in my wheelhouse, like,
hooky,
poppy,
guitar driven.
Yep.
All right, no shows in August, so I imagine we'll have some more shows that will be announced along the way. But for now, we're moving on to September 2nd. The band is Young the Giant. If I could find a way to see this shade, I'd run away to some fortune that I should have found by now. I'm waiting for this cough syrup. Okay, enough of that. September 16th, Neon Trees. With the whisper. Alright, next up, Saturday, September 23rd.
No.
Dashboard Confessional.
Wait, just this has a pulse.
I know. This is not like most of their song stuff. My heart is yours to fill a thirst, to break the barrier. All right. Final show announced so far. The end of October, Saturday, October 28th. We've got two bands. We've got Fastball. Anyone can see the road that they walk on this painting. Gin Blossoms. Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? I could play Gin Blossoms song all day.
Oh, yeah.
First two albums.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, so that's the Fremont Street summer concert series, summer slash early fall. We'll probably mention the other acts as they're announced, assuming there are some more. Okay, here's the quiz for you.
Okay.
How many of these bands have we seen live?
Ooh.
I want to see if you remember, because I didn't. I had to refresh my memory, and I wasn't sure if I'd seen some of them.
The only two I remember are Gin Blossoms at the State Fair, and we saw Dashboard Confessional open for U2, which I'd like to forget, but
I think we saw Gin Blossoms. Did we? I've seen Gin Blossoms several times as part of multi-show things.
Oh, yeah.
I think we did. Okay, so we've seen five of these bands.
What? Okay.
Or maybe four for you. I'm not one of them. I'm not sure if I was with you or not, because it was all around that era where we started hanging out, and I'm not sure. Marcy Playground. It was a radio station thing.
Oh, that's right. It was one of those package things. Yep. Yeah. I've blocked that clearly.
So maybe I wasn't with you. Did I see Weezer in Live with you, or was that?
Yes, we so did see Weezer in Live. Oh, I forgot.
And
yeah.
Fatima Mansions.
And well, let's not talk about
one of the worst opening acts
that.
Ever. Okay, so we saw Live.
Oh yeah, because yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I know. I have. We saw Dashboard Confessional open for you too, as you mentioned. Gin Blossoms at least a couple times, and Fastball also played one of those radio station things.
Okay.
So yes, we've seen five of these bands. I know. I was wondering. I had to check on Marcy Playground and Fastball because I wasn't sure. But yes, they were among the acts we saw. I have a list.
Yes. So I'm glad you have a list.
It's not a complete list, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, there you go. That's Fremont Street. Okay, a couple more entertainment announcements before we move on to anything else. Carrie Underwood has added three shows in mid-December to her Resorts World residency. We're not going to play clips. It coincides with the NFR Rodeo event, which comes to Las Vegas every December. When
it's a good fit.
It is a good fit. Usually the town is overrun by shit kickers and the music that they prefer, which happens to be country and also more country. Another, I don't know where what stage we're at here with Lionel Richie, if it's currently a residency thing or just a series of limited engagements, but he added five more shows at his Encore Theater run at Wynn. His new shows run from October 11th through the 21st. So if you're a fan of Lionel Richie, go see him.
If we were ever in town,
it hasn't timed out. And especially since a part of this podcast history is me very early on, one of the first couple shows, demanding a Lionel Richie residency. And we have not gone to see him in multiple times he's been there.
And then being mad at him for We Are the World 20.
Our relationship has been very up and down. But yes. I'm on good terms with Lionel.
Yes,
now.
Definitely.
Nothing but respect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get off of the entertainment kick briefly and talk about some of the stuff happening at the Horseshoe. We've been discussing that property a lot lately, and in fact, over the past month, we've had some things that we've discussed regarding... I'm so confused.
Huh?
Nothing. I just saw something on the screen that confused me. Anyway, they're doing some things at the Jubilee Tower, as we've mentioned recently. They're adding functional room terraces to a bunch of their rooms. They are going to have a walkway from Paris that we discussed a while back. They're doing interior hotel room and hallway renovations, as well as an exterior update of the Jubilee Tower. Now we've got some more details from the Review Journal based on what they're doing, and it turns out that they're actually moving they're not moving it, but they're converting the Jubilee Tower into a tower that will be part of Paris instead of Horseshoe. So that's kind of an
interesting
strategy.
Yeah.
Based on that, I went and looked at some plans and renderings and other stuff that I was able to find. And yeah, the exterior looks kind of similar. It's similar in color to Paris, but because the buildings have different architecture, they were built at very different times. They don't really look that much alike other than, oh yeah, like different, same color scheme. And they're putting the blue thing at the top. Remember when I discussed the walkway, the other thing I had mentioned that they were doing some architectural thing at the top.
Yeah.
That's what it is to make it look more like the top of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beige hotel, which is Caesar's. Caesar seems to be specializing that in that these days. You've got Cromwell is beige.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Horseshoe is beige. Paris is beige. Planet Hollywood. I think Planet Hollywood is that a beige? They've got a lot of beiges going on. So that seems to be there. Different shades of beige.
Mm-hmm. light beige, more of a tan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if they take old beige paint and can darken it up a little bit for the next thing that they're doing. Like they have a whole large supply of base beige and they can, mm-hmm. I don't know. So yes, that seems to be the plan. They have not announced this. There is one reference in one of the floor plans that I saw. Just one, I think somebody maybe wasn't supposed to put it in there because they haven't been promoting this, that it's part of Paris, but they referred to the Jubilee Tower as the Versailles Tower. And they did trademark Versailles about a year ago. Hmm. So that would make sense with the Paris theme. I'm guessing they're doing this because they can sell Paris rooms for more than horseshoe rooms.
Yeah.
And especially with terraces and fountain views and all that stuff. But like, I don't know. That's a hike from, it's an inconvenient, not necessarily that long. It's an inconvenient hike from Paris registration.
Yes.
So you're going through the casino, taking an elevator up, taking a walkway over, and it's so you've got the little walkway that's going to go over the road there, and then I think you go through like some convention space.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of a zigzag to get to the elevators that they already have in place for that tower.
Where, when it's Bally's,
it wasn't that bad. I mean, yeah. You had to walk across the...
the casino.
Thing, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But you had to walk...
It made more sense.
...a hike to the other tower, too.
Yeah. So... we'll see what happens. We'll see how they price these and when they announce it and all that stuff. But ideally they would have a separate check-in for that tower, but I seriously doubt they'll do that, especially with all the moves towards, if it was called the Versailles Hotel maybe, but the reference I saw just said
Tower.
Versailles Tower elevators. So who knows? That's what's happening. We'll probably be discussing this more as it's officially announced, assuming that's what happens. No time frame, obviously, in place. I'm sure it'll take quite some time. In the same general area, lots going on at Grand Bazaar Shops. We've been discussing some of these things recently, and one of the venues that we've been keeping an eye on that had, I don't think it was ever officially announced, they may have had a sign up or something that it was coming, but Rockwood Music Hall was planned to take over the Redneck Riviera space at Grand Bazaar Shops. That appears to no longer be happening. That space is once again up for lease. So, for whatever reason, I guess that has fallen through. Other spaces that are now available, they have a, they call it a tiki bar, but it's really not. It's
no.
Just, you know, they have like slushy drinks and stuff, I think. I think it's like Island Tiki or something. That space is showing for lease, so I don't know if that's open still or not, but if it is, it's probably going to be going away. And then there was a big chunk of space that they were using for kind of the original Grand Bazaar concept where they would have all these little shops that they've been trying to lease out in either one or two large chunks so that they don't have to deal with leasing to all these smaller vendors. And on the most recent leasing information I saw, it is now showing as leased. It's an 8,000 square foot chunk near where they're going to build Bottled Blonde. So we'll see what they end up putting in there. That's a pretty big chunk of space. And they were specifying that it couldn't be food and beverage. So we'll see what happens in there. Something that did recently open at Grand Bazaar Shops is a new donut shop. I know you're a fan of donuts. Mm-hmm. It is called Duck Donuts.
Why was I thinking this was going into Miracle Mile instead of Grand Bazaar?
Nope, Grand Bazaar.
Huh.
So Duck Donuts is opening, and one of the things in addition to donuts that they offer are boozy shakes. And not only boozy shakes, but you can get a boozy shake in a 4-foot long novelty glass.
Nope. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Those you used to see those a lot. They used to have the 4-foot novelty glass.
You
know, look like a big test tube.
The margaritas.
Margaritas
and daiquiris, usually.
Of the slushy coladas, drink places.
Getting caught in the rain,
They've kind of scaled back on that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too.
Yeah, they'll have novelty glasses, but they're not as big. They're, you know, you might get a football or something, but the giant ones, I think that was something as part of... when both on the Strip and Fremont, the hotels started making a little bit of noise about drunkenness outside and stuff and controlling it a little bit more. I think especially Fremont Street, where they were trying to prevent, trying to limit what convenience stores could do and stuff. I think one of the things that they had to give up was maybe some of the wacky, large, oversized drinks just because of the excuse that they were using was... to curb drunkenness. It's like, yeah, okay.
Isn't that kind of the purpose?
Control drunkenness. But anyway, So yeah, I don't know, a 4 foot long.
Novelty shake. Glass full of ice cream in the desert.
Even
heat.
Without booze in it, that's a bad idea. I should have pulled the clip of Will Ferrell. Milk was a bad idea. yeah, it seems like a lot. And I know that it's probably not that much because it's a really narrow thing.
Yeah.
But it still seems like a lot. But knock yourself out, and if you review it, have one, review it for us.
Yes,
let
please.
Us know how it goes. Load up on sugar and walk the strip and let us know how that works out. So there you go. That's what's happening at Grand Bazaar Shop.
I'll probably still get my shakes at Serial Killers. That's what I was thinking
delicious.
Of.
Delicious.
Miracle Mile, yeah.
All right. A week can't go by on the show without us discussing some immersive attraction. We have a new one and an update. Well, they're both kind of updates because this first one we discussed briefly on podcast number 860. It's at Luxor. It's called Play Playground. When we last left Play Playground, we knew nothing about it other than that construction walls had gone up. And I had looked into the company that was putting that together and had speculated about what it might be. Well, now we know what it's going to be because it was announced. This will be the home to 20 immersive games and attractions. The whole theme here is that when you're a kid, you're free and you have fun and you play, and there's no reason that you can't do it as an adult too. So during the daytime, it's family friendly. At night, it's adults only.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all convert to like nude versions of the games at night. Nude Twister. Okay, so here's their... I always love the official releases. So.
And will there be co-ed naked Twister shirts as part of a promotion?
Yes, we're gonna take a trip back to the 90s and have co-ed naked shirts. Okay, here's the buzzword vomit from the announcement where they say a lot without saying anything at all. They describe Play Playground as a multidimensional, dynamic world that stimulates all the senses and facilitates social interaction through bespoke social games.
They just put some stuff in a blender and that's what came out.
They just sucked the fun out of that whole thing. There's no opening date yet. If you want to try to get an idea of what the fuck this is, go to playplayground.com. You can sign up for updates. There's, again, no opening date, but yeah, we'll see what they have in store here. I wonder if there are meetings at the hotels like, we don't have an immersive attraction yet. We have to come up with something because every week there's a new one.
When's there going to be an immersive speakeasy?
I can't.
Is there one already?
Yeah, like the thing at Horseshoe kind of.
Oh, yeah.
The lock where you have to solve a puzzle to get in. That kind of is, I guess. I mean, any of them. You could even say that about like the Ski Lodge or Ghost Donkey. You kind of say they're immersive in that it's a whole different. Mm-hmm. You could say that about Nine Fine Irishmen. I don't know. Moving on to another immersive attraction over at Westgate. Last week we talked about their immersive parking lot attraction called Imaginarium. And wouldn't you know it, after only being open for 2 days, they've already announced that it's so popular that they're extending it. And I'm sure this is completely unplanned, even though in their filing that we discussed last week, they were planning on keeping it open until July 31st anyway. So at this point, they've only announced that it's staying open till May 29th. However, it wouldn't surprise me if suddenly it's so popular at the end of May, they announce another month or two and then return in October for another one, presumably winter themed. But right now, October 29th, Imaginarium, parking lot fun.
You mean May 29th?
May 29th. Why do I always get my months mixed up? I'm glad that you're here to fact check me.
It's okay. We have no sense of time anymore.
Moving along to non-immersive experiences, another thing happening. Well, okay, so I've been keeping an eye on things at Fontainebleau, as you know, and I found another very small detail, somewhat insignificant, just a name, but that's the stage that we're at, just discovering names. We'll get more details later on. The working name for their day club at Fontainebleau is JAMA. J-A-M-A, based on a construction permit filing this week. So there you go. That's not the name. A lot of the venues are named similar to those at their Miami location. This is not one of them, I don't believe. So we will, like I said, one of these weeks I'm going to put together a list of all the stuff that we know in theory so far about Fontainebleau, and I'll add JAMA to the list. One more item before we get on to some listener phone calls. Over at Wynn Las Vegas, they are going to be shutting down their Japanese restaurant, Mizumi. That is happening on May 8th. It hasn't been announced officially, but they have stop taking reservations for after May 7th, and there is a construction permit for a $5 million renovation, so pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
I also did some advanced sleuthing, by which I mean picking up the phone and calling the reservation line and asking a question. And they,
which is big for you, because...
I hate the, talking on the phone,
mm-hmm.
but I did that, and I... And they confirmed that it is going to be closing for renovations and that it is reopening as Mizumi. So it's not that it's reopening as something else. That is the plan at this stage. No opening date yet. But if you're a fan of that restaurant, look forward to a new look and probably a somewhat revamped menu as well. Coming TBD. So that's what's happening at Wynn. And that's what's happening with all the latest fun stuff to look forward to in Las Vegas. We always like to hear from our listeners. I was so happy that we had some phone calls from them waiting for me when I put together this show. And I'd like to hear from them now. Would you like to hear from them now?
Sure.
All right. Let's do that. Starting with Abby.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Abby calling from Ohio. I was off the podcast train for a while, but I'm back on it in full force. I missed you guys so much. And I'm planning a trip May of 2024. So I'm trying to get all updated on Vegas. I was thinking, do you guys think you'll ever do a live show while you're in Vegas? I remember your old podcast and when you would kind of do walkthroughs with a mic and kind of get, you know, a little buzzed and a little crazy. And I really miss those episodes. See? Again, either way, I love the show. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Abby. Appreciate that. You've mm-hmm. been gone for a while because we did a bunch of live shows, and we have since retired from doing live shows. So you missed that whole story arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we did them from 2008, 2009, 2010, and then 2012 through
a couple years
2017,
ago.
And then we did one in 2019, and then
I don't know. I can't keep track. We did a bunch of them at. Palms and Bally's and Flamingo and a bunch at the D.
Yep.
Yeah, they were really fun, but they were very, very stressful. Whenever this topic comes up on the Facebook group, there's usually a why, and mm-hmm. it's just very stressful, not only leading up to, but during the event. And as much as they were a lot of fun, we decided mm-hmm. for our own personal mental health, it was time to pull away from that particular event.
And physical health.
And that too. So yeah, we're not doing those anymore, but... Sorry that you missed that, but
yes.
Such is life. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a good time planning your trip.
Yeah.
You have a lot of catching up to do. All right. Next up, we are lucky here on this show. We are very fortunate because, as far as I know, we are the only podcast on the planet that has an exclusive restroom reviewer, and he's very thorough,
mm-hmm.
and I always appreciate his views. So here he is.
Hey, 500. This is Alonzo. I made it back to Las Vegas again, and I'm calling to refresh a call that I tried a year ago, and I guess it didn't come out right. I'm at New York, New York, and I am checking out the bathroom just to the right of Percy World on the first floor, basically, you know, tucked underneath the escalator you go up. First, it's got good signs all around. They're little. They're in the style of the New York, New York. But
don't you wish that the sign above the bathroom said Percy World?
Yes,
that
I do.
Would be fantastic.
Find this place. Today it's hiding behind the Spinferno slot tournament, which is kind of annoying because you can see it and you got to walk all the way around this giant slot machine tournament area that's all blocked off. It's right next to the Blinko, your cubic zirconian headquarters. Anyway, as you head in, the women's room has a great big mural of a love sculpture from New York, and the men's room has a photo of the bull of Wall Street sculpture. So that way you know which way you're going. Down the men's room, it's kind of a long hallway you walk down. When you get there, there's two lines. So you first turn in, you find 12 urinals right on the right, pass through the sinks, urinals, boom, you're there, perfect, very good. They're American standard porcelain pissers with a Sloan valve on top. Classic American, you feel real comfortable, this is what you've come to do. Coming back out just a little bit are 12 sinks for plenty of hand washing. Now, to get to the toilets, you got to go a little bit deeper in and then hang a right, and there you will find 23 toilets. I don't know why they've got so many. I don't know why this bathroom is so big and it's kind of tucked away and I don't know what it's doing. Anyway, special note, the three sinks in the middle, all by themselves, really nice. The water spout is extra tall to get your hands in there. So the problem I have with this is the airflow. Oh, man, can you smell this place as you're walking in? Someone was summoning an ass demon way down on the other side, and I could smell it all the way out front. Both the toilets and the urinals both have dual cup holders in them, so you can bring in both drinks and comfortably rest them while you do your business. The floor tiles are dark gray with lighter wall tiles. These nice little red accent tiles. The ones by the sink, every one of the tiles, someone has carved their name into it. So that's neat. And the red soffits on the ceiling are very nice and mellowing. Overall, I like the flow of this place. You need to get the urinals. It's very nice. You head right in, they're right there. So anyway, that's the New York restroom on the first floor by Hershey's Chocolate World. Bye.
All right.
that was excellent.
That's why we're fortunate to have Alonzo calling our show. We appreciate those thorough, descriptive reviews that we can all understand and relate to. Remind me when I'm putting together the stuff at the end that summoning an ass demon is this week's title.
Yes.
All right. We will be hearing more from Alonzo in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let's move on to a non-restroom related call.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Carrie from NorCal. I'm just wrapping up my 4-day girls trip at Resorts World. It's been a good trip. First night we did IA Lounge on 66. For sunset drinks. It was a lot of fun. It was a good vibe up there. On Friday, we saw Katy Perry. That show was fantastic. Great production value. And then on Saturday, we went to The Magician's Study, which is a magic show shrouded in mystery. You know, the day of, you get an email with the location of the show. So you can't really plan ahead, but if you look at pictures online, you could probably figure out where it is based off the vibe and knowing that it's near Tropicana Avenue.
Boyo.
The show was good. Really beautiful venue. Very small and intimate. It was very cold in there, so bring a jacket if you go. But we enjoyed it. And getting ready to head out now, but thanks for all you guys do. All right, bye.
All right, thanks for your report. Yeah. Appreciate that. And Magician Study's been getting a lot of love online, so might be worth checking out if you're a magic fan. All right, we got a couple drunk dials here from an old friend of the show. Always good to hear from him, and these made me very happy.
Aww.
Here they are.
Hey, you guys. Dustin Holland. Just walking the strip. Remembering the good old days. Anyway, I want to say, love the show. Miss you guys. Yeah, that's it. Planned a lot in the 4-day trip. Don't go see a Cirque show, even if it's free. Okay. Yeah, I'm drunk.
And again.
Oh, am I on the air? Hey, you guys. Dustin Holland. I remember what I was going to tell you. Very important information for people planning their post-drinking eating activities. Don't go to Peppermill because bagging things close 11 p.m. Doesn't make any sense. This isn't the Vegas I grew up with. Anyway, don't go to Peppermill expecting good greasy food in your belly 1 a.m. You're going to walk away disappointed. So, other than that, man, heck of a trip. Miss you guys. Love the show. All right, I'm still drunk.
Bye. All right.
I hope you found food.
Yeah, I hope so. I think Peppermill's planning on going back to 24 hours. I think it's still a staffing thing that they haven't ramped fully up. But, check the hours of any of the venues you're planning on going to because you might run into that kind of situation. All right.
Easy to remember now. Not so easy to remember after a few
cocktails.
That's
true. That's a very good point. All right. That's why you have to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, when I'm in a completely inebriated state and I'm going to need food where might I want to go, and will it be open at a ridiculous hour? Well, 1 a.m. is not that ridiculous.
No, it's not. Not for
all
Vegas.
Right. You ready for another of Alonzo's patented restroom reviews?
I am.
Here we go.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Alonzo calling you back one more time, this time at the Venetian. I think I've been here a while ago. This all seems a little too familiar, but it's probably been a while, so we'll go through it again. The main bathroom that I found, anyway, is it's a long hallway, and it's got two entrances. One is behind Noodle Asia on one side, and the other side is off towards the conference rooms, and I forgot the restaurant that was right there. But, yeah, big giant hallway back there you walk into, and the bathrooms are kind of in the middle of that. It's fairly well labeled, big signs and all.
Look for
let's see,
Hershey
walking
World
into
signs.
The men's room, nothing special there, just a giant sign that says men. You got eight toilets. There's about 12, 13 urinals or something. Pretty nice, though. I like it's all tile-y. It's very Venetian-y. They kept with the theme the whole way through, so that's really nice. The one of the things that stood out to me was the all the urinals have a full shelf above them so that you can keep your drinks on them with no problems at all. And as of right now, none of them have been beaten down by some drunk dumbass, you know, pounding on stuff. The urinal dividers, the little wall between the two urinals, was kind of nice. It was white, but it had this etched artwork, you know, kind of carved into it, etched into it, I guess. Just, you know, gave it a little extra fanciness that no one else has, so that was really fun to see. The toilet doors are really nice. It's like walking into your own private room in there. They've got the locks on them, you know, the locks on the outside where it turns from vacant to occupied so that you you don't have to do the duck your head and look under for shoes stunt. So, yeah, I really like that. There was a funky little round circle on the bottom of the bathroom door. Turns out that was the stopper that kept the door when, you know, it opens all the way up and it wouldn't bang on stuff. So this one was bangy pretty good. Yeah, I think that was all the layout is the classic layout that I like, you know, sinks in the front and then the urinals and then you go all the way to the back to the toilets. That was good. They pump in the sweet smell. I don't know the smells all that way, but it was a nice sweet smell and a little bit of ass in the bathroom. So it's like sweet fart. and yeah, it was just nice. So no problems at the Venetian. All right, there you go. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks for that review. I know those restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They're large, spacious. I do like the Venetian restrooms. They're good.
Is that the hallway where we spent many a drunken time stumbling to those restrooms?
I think that might have happened once or twice, yes. Mm-hmm. They used to have a bank of payphones there many years ago.
Yes, with notepads so you could take notes on
I was
going to
say, I remember writing something down.
Yes.
Do you remember what it was I wrote down?
Something about Lil Jon, I think.
Lil Jon was here or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because that's when you saw him wandering around with the chalice in the food court.
One more phone call we get to. Here it is.
Hello, Tim, Michelle, and Max. This is Alex from Orange County calling in with a quick trip report on a very hedonistic solo trip. I just left my job of 11 years for a better opportunity.
Awesome.
I'm squeezing in a couple days at the Wynn before I start my new gig. My partner is stuck at work at home, so I'm just enjoying life. I'm staying at the Wynn. I came in with absolutely nothing planned except brunch at Jardine this morning. The strawberry Grand Marnier French toast was fucking exquisite. Oh my God, it was so good. Tomorrow, I have plans to meet some local friends at Tableau for the lemon ricotta pancakes that have haunted me since I first tried them a year ago.
Ooh.
And tonight I think I might go to Casa Playa. So, life is good. I have absolutely no responsibilities right now. I'm day drunk in a bathrobe. And I love this city and I love this hotel. Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Doesn't that make you happy?
Yes, that is awesome.
He's feeling the freedom of being between jobs and in his happy place.
Yep.
That is awesome. I love it. Thank you for calling in and sharing your happiness with us. And good luck with the new gig.
Yes.
All right. Thanks to all of our callers. If you would like to join them, we would love to hear from you at 702-866-9494. That's our voicemail line. call us with your thoughts and Vegas-y reviews. Before we get out of here, we have a bunch of Karma donations that came in via PayPal this week. We would like to thank those folks for their support, including Joseph, who planned on watching the NBA and NHL playoffs and staying at the new, improved Fremont. Hope that the renovations in the casino continue to go well, like what they're doing over there. Thank you for your support. Mark with a solo trip to Cosmo that was happening a few days ago, looking to go big slash win big.
Hope that happened.
Hope that worked out for you. Thank you very much for your support. I saw that he was at Ghost Donkey and thanked us for tipping him off to that place.
Oh, cool. So
that's cool. Steven, a.k.a. VespaJet, is headed to Vegas today for a few days for a solo trip. Hope you have a wonderful time. Our old friend Donnie Mack with a Karma donation for 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations
to both of you. Staying at Cosmo for a couple nights, then Circa. Also going to the Magician Study, which we just heard about. Cool. Legacy Club cocktail class. Playing golf and hopefully hitting jackpots. You know he's going to hit
a royal.
It's a special occasion, and he's got a knack for bar top royals at, at Long Bar and elsewhere.
Yep.
So I look forward to...
I look forward to seeing pictures of that.
Yeah, good luck and make it happen.
Have a wonderful time.
Jenny, since it's still my birthday month, I like using the birthday month as an excuse to go back to Vegas. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Heading back to Vegas, my Karma donation for my birthday trip. See, this is separate from the birthday trip. That is prime, premium, wonderful Vegas nerdery.
Mm-hmm.
My Karma donation for my birthday trip a couple weeks ago paid out in the fun category, but that's it. I'm going back to get my money.
All right.
Actually heading to Zach Brown Band with an M-Life offer. Have a great time.
Yes.
Enjoy the concert. Enjoy your wrapping up your birthday month. And good luck. All right. Carlos, heading to Vegas for mom's 72nd birthday trip. That is awesome.
Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Have a wonderful time. Josh and Elizabeth, Karma donation for a trip that is wrapping up today, a birthday trip.
Yay.
Hope that was wonderful and that you had good luck and a good time. Graham, Karma donation for a first-time visit from Scotland.
Oh.
That's a long way. Getting married in secret on May 4th.
Oh, awesome.
Have a great time with that and good luck. If you see a happy man with pink hair on the strip, it's probably going to be me.
Aw.
That is awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Have a good wedding, a good trip, all of the above.
Yes.
And finally, Catherine with a Karma donation for a solo trip coming up May 7th through the 9th, staying at Aria. Looking forward to the spa and a lot of gambling.
Nice.
Thank you for many years of enjoyment you've brought me. Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Good luck. Have a great trip.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Appreciate all the support. See, I'll be sitting there going, nobody listens to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get all these people who are so nice to us and say nice things and listen all the time. And I don't know why my brain isn't able to wrap my head around those two things. What happens is I'm looking at the Facebook group and someone will post a comment that's related to something that we've clearly talked about extensively.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. Yeah, that's why. You're a member of the 500 fan club. That's what the Facebook group is called. You'd think you'd listen to the show once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks to all of our supporters. I've gone off on that. Anything else before we get out of
here? Focus on the supporters. Not
I try
the,
to.
I know. It's hard. It's like it's a human thing to do.
I know. Like, why
are we built that way?
Yeah. Dumb. Brains are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website. If you have a question you'd like to send by email, Dear Tim and Michelle, 500@gmail.com is the place to send it. And again, the voicemail line is available to you anytime at 702-866-9494. Oh, a quick teaser for next week's show. I already have this morning. There was something that I was looking at.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while since we've had like a crazy entrepreneurial big Vegas-y idea that you know isn't going to happen.
Ooh.
We've got two of them that are competing for the same concept that I
interesting. Well,
I'm planning on discussing next week. I have to look more into them. I didn't have time this morning to pull my thoughts together, but so we'll have some fun with that, I'm sure, and crushing someone's dreams on the podcast as we've done from time to time. So there you go. Come back and join us next week, and until then, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.